Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
What is after say is to get the ball rolling and get some money in, and then we can start looking. He'll give us that without any security. We can have that for starters, a write-off of £30 a barrel.
Oh, so it's a write-off one as well.
This is what he's saying, yeah. So you don't get involved with solicitors or anything, this is, we can just sign it up. All he wants off us, we're going to give him an analysis of your last 3 months' invoices.
Right.
Right? And then he wants just some form of a business plan, which is probably similar to what you did that on that other thing. And then and he'll come and see us, sort it all out, sort the installation out,
And we've got 15 grand. Then he says, what we're saying is, then if your barrelage goes up to 4 barrels, say, go back and get another 10 to 15.
Another write-off.
He says, so you're not stringing yourself up to something, and you can take it as you improve the business. It's whether, you know, what we've got to look at really is what basis we can use that 15 grand for.
That's right.
As a starter.
That's right.
The biggest thing you look at is your refurbishment, is that what we're looking at. That cocktail bar looks alright for Colin, isn't it?
I mean, basically, Vokes have written everything off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they just walked away from the whole thing. So, all the pump sets, cellar, everything.
All we're going to have to do is put that in. Well, we might, money we save, and we might be able to say, well, what about something,
you know? Yeah. Yeah, we'll turn around and probably say,
we own them. You know, do you want to buy the equipment? They might say, well, we'll put new in, you know. But if you want to save them an arm and a leg, and maybe we can.
It's not only the cost of the equipment, it's also the cost of actually installing it.
They'd
have to have a company in to install it.
This is what we need to push.
It's a long run. It's going to be a good 2 days if they wanted to do that.
We'll put the sedition in as well. With Colin.
Yeah. Right. Here we are backstage. That's just a couple of staff toilets and a spirit store.
Yeah.
There. Ice making machine, dishwasher, one freezer, that's a freezer. It's small, but well, it's not a reasonable kitchen, it's not too bad, is it? Fridge.
Do you say the
Yeah, you've got to have food anyway, so there's nothing you can do about it. But I mean, it needs somebody working at it full time.
Yeah.
And just being prepared to suffer a few months of building it up, basically.
Yeah.
That's where you go. Freezer. And there's a chest freezer there as well. That's a lift straight down to the cellar.
Johnny's.
I mean, the whole building's brand new. It's 8 years old or whatever. We've got it all packed in for. I mean, that might be worth putting back on.
Yeah,
I mean, when it got to the stage we were only open like 1.5 days a week.
Yeah.
We said, look, it's not really worth it from your company's point of view because it's an expensive piece of equipment for them. I mean, Spring it was doing the postman's thing and said, you know, we could utilise the equipment elsewhere if that's, you know, if you're not really going to be selling the quantity. We weren't at the time. I mean, people still like split coats, but it's useful for the dashes
whatever,
and things.
Whatever,
it's
we'll get scraps now.
Yeah.
Pepsi.
Yeah, anyway. Well, we're ready to store it through Pepsi.
So you got, there's a lot of wasted space in this club. Phenomenal amount of wasted space.
Yeah.
And you just think, what I mean,
where does this lead through to?
This is the back of the disco.
Right,
right, that's the disco console on the back.
Right.
I mean, I've got about 200 of these polyprop chairs as well, by the way, which I got off one of my.
This is the piano.
That's my piano.
Jesus, it's so.
I mean, we have on a couple of occasions when we've done like 40th and that, on a couple of them, we actually set up a buffet in there, which worked reasonably well, and people wandered it, you know, I mean, yeah. Tart it up and whatever. And what else worked well, for a while, we were doing the women's darts. And we had about three boards in here, and we had a board in there. I mean, they wanted about seven boards in all.
No, was that a competition?
No, it was a weekly thing. Because what they were doing, they were going to individual pubs, which couldn't cope with it. And they were on their knockouts and their cups and everything. They wanted them all in one place. So. Yeah. But there's a bit of jealousy in the licensee side. Because we're taking trade away from them, you know, they would have obviously had, they'd have had a lot of people in the thing. But at that stage, we were talking to the men's darts secretary came along and was saying he'd be quite interested in looking at, you know, one of the Lancashire matches or something like that.
Because
the thing is, you can put it on there, you can film it and bang it on the big screen over there, which is what I did. In the Sugar House, I had Derek Bristow and Maureen one night. And I mean, it was just a little dartboard in the corner, but what I did was I had a big screen like that, and I just got the student television service just to film it live and just throw it straight back up onto the big, onto the thing. So, you know, it was like, well, it's better than being at the telly. I mean, it was better than, because on the telly they haven't got those. I mean, I'm amazed that on the World Championships they've only got those lighting up boards, haven't they? You know, instead of having, I mean, why they don't just put a big screen up, that beats me, you know, they do all the sports. So. See what I mean? But that's partly caused because we need to sort with Johnny's Entertainment out with a roof. We've got two or three little leaks. What it is the ventilation on the roof, ventilation shafts, when the wind's driven, it drives under and leaks through. And we get it in two or three places. The toilets are another key one. And you've got these roof tiles are bloody cost a fortune. Yeah, so... Oh, damn, I didn't bring the... I'll go and... I'll go and get the key for that. Oh, I'll let you see it, may as well while you're here. It's just carpet. It was out in it. Probably is still out in the hall. That one. Yeah.
If it was only 10 people in there, I'll be drinking 6 or 7 pints.
You haven't got a coal shelf in here, but I mean, that would be, that's not that difficult
we'll
to bring here.
We'll
exactly.
Yeah, get them to put them in for us.
Yeah, we've got to pay that one for more for them, haven't we? We paid that one.
I think so, yeah. We've got two coming for ourselves, but we'll be able to get them off. Yeah, I think we'll be able to say, look, we want how many have you got behind there? Have you got coal shelves behind there?
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 behind there.
Right, so we could get a couple free.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
Let me paint it on there. I've got a couple of things.
That was the colour.
I mean, really, if you look 15,000, if you could spend 15,000 doing all this stuff, it's right off barrel, you could improve your barrel a couple of barrels a week, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you only need like one private function a week.
A couple of promotions, you know, a Malibu promotion night or whatever.
No. And you're. See what I mean about this area up here? I mean, it's not a bad.
Just sit
and have a drink and what? Well, I mean, if you wanted, you can use the big screen. You see, we put it in that position because the only dead part of the club is just literally in that corner. Otherwise, you can see the screen from everywhere.
I mean, how much do you reckon it would cost? If we set out the carpet, we said, well, a certain area of the carpet wants to definitely be.
I mean, it's quite a big floor area when you look at it.
How much would you say in 99 clubs? What would you say if you said, well, okay. Well, I don't think it would be paint the floor, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought, to be honest, I would have thought you don't need any of that area carpeted.
Just to probably say the entrance.
You want your raised areas?
You want your two raised areas carpeted.
By the bar, would you say? In front. You know,
You want about 3 foot back. Yeah.
Well,
you don't really want it up to the bar because
that's where everybody gets
it. You want it up to.
See, if you put artists on and you have this area as some kind of without carpet on, in some way, shape, or form, you can actually be, dancing on this area. I mean, that's the problem we got at the moment.
Yeah.
On Mary's do, what we did, I put DVSO machine over here where the screen was, so people could dance on the actual dance floor if they wanted. I mean, it's not ideal, but it worked. It worked, providing you haven't got a lot of. If you've only got about 100 people, it's not too bad that, because it also creates a bit more atmosphere. It's a better. It's not a bad design place in the sense that it's a reasonable sized room, and you can, and 300 people, you can take 300 quite easily. I mean, we've had 400, 500 in. You can take 300 quite easily, but the other thing about it is if you do have 100 people in, it can also be a good atmosphere, Yeah, it's not one of those rooms where if you only get you're struggling if you've only got 100. I've just arranged to somebody to redo our speaker system, our original system with Tannoys. We blew our Tannoys speakers and I didn't bother getting them replaced because we were going for a rock crowd. So we just used Bernie and Nigel PA there. What I've got is I've got four of these directional speakers, there's two up and two on here, and then two big bass ones which sit on the floor back there. And so it's very loud on the dance floor, but you can actually talk out here, which I thought we need to redo if we're going to get private bookings.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that you always get when you've got a mixture of people, I mean, all this needs recovering basically as well, but I mean, that's not a big job, it's just re-linoing it basically. Yeah. Smoke machine. Yeah, you've got a smoke machine. We'll sit in a hole in the back.
And all the DJ equipment is out.
Yeah. So I'm having I'm getting our system back in operation. It was going to cost me $1,000, but I've done a deal with a guy who got stuck with some in Manchester, so it's going to cost me $500, which I'm getting done this Friday. To put a satellite system, to put a satellite in would be £300 in total.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's only one good night using it, isn't it, a year. It pays for that.
Your lights, the ceiling, because you're not getting away with covering them, but get the right sort of colour blue, and tidying that ceiling up with something you can do.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of bits and pieces you need for.
Maybe just put over the areas that were bad. I reckon. What do you think yourself?
Well, the single biggest cost is what we do with the carpet area. That's the single biggest cost. Because, as I say, I had three quotes in total, and they were all sort of between 13 and 23.
Yeah,
1,000. Yeah. But that's, having said that, that's to carpet all this area. That back area I've just taken you through, that the staircase and the corridors out there. I mean, that's the carpet. I just said I wanted a quote to carpet everywhere. What we were doing is what it was for was that for prospective buyers, they wanted a justification for the money they were going to spend. I mean, they wouldn't have spent that money, but they wanted some written quotes for a justification.
Is this better being like this, stood up in the air, or is it better sort of clearing your floor and get a wider dancing space? And
well, it's a fair size dancing space actually. I mean, you get about 100 people on here. It's all right. In fact, at times it's too big. That's my one. I don't know how you'd ever get over it, but that's why my one criticism of the thing is that sometimes when you walk in, it's the first thing that hits you, and unless people are dancing, it creates a cold atmosphere.
I mean, if you got your group on, there's nothing better than having your floor there and the dancing on.
But I mean, if you have anything like a group takes all of this.
Yeah,
if you have a name group, you're struggling to get anything.
But then if you did this floor space,
I mean, I actually don't think you need carpet on. I mean, I don't think you need any of this carpeted, to be honest.
So if you blacked it, would that look like? Black would it be too cold?
I don't know. do, we're probably somebody who knows what they're doing on it.
You want a carpet area for the
seating
bed,
don't you?
That's right. A bit of warmth when they sit down at times.
That's
right. Rest said though, which was quite useful, he said, get some people down, pick the brains, you know, let them come down and give a quote for whatever you're looking at, and pick what they thought was the best thing you could do, and then don't necessarily use them, but just get their ideas.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like
right.
You say, these guys are working on this stuff all the time.
I mean, on a normal night, it's the raised areas fill up with people seated.
Yeah.
This area is everybody stood around. I mean, it's a while before these chairs. They're always the last ones to sit down, because you're in the middle of the thoroughfare. You know, you need to be full to fill up that area, because, well, you know yourself, people like to stand around a bar, don't they?
Oh, that's
right, yeah. So, I mean, all you do is get... I mean, this has been down... Well, obviously, it's been down since it opened. Now, I can't remember when Blue Rats opened, but it must be 7 years ago. I mean,
we've been 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, we've been in three.
Yeah, it was about eight years ago.
It was close for a year.
I wonder how with me back to Tarmac. I wonder how much it would cost to Tarmac.
I don't know. It's getting a steamroller up that worries me.
Obviously, you got good floor space with Tarmac. It's a bit unusual. Obviously, what they done to. I mean, I don't know that idea or whatever.
You
want
to paint a dance floor on then, don't you?
I wonder how much it would cost to time on. I know it sounds silly, but I say silly things like that are the ones that sometimes are the ones that are successful. So, but like you said, the floor can stand it, and there's a nice thin coating of whatever type of thing. I don't know. That was one of the cheapest of things to do.
I mean, a good looking hard wearing lino might not go amiss. Cause then you can just mop it down, brush it, whatever. You don't even need to bother vacuuming, which takes time, is a pain in the neck, and you can never get a vacuum that's any good anyway for clubs.
You've got the right
quality.
You don't need to look for someone, you know, to look cheap, really.
No.
People
no.
Lino.
No, they do, but you can get good ones now, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can get ones that look like... I just wonder whether you can get ones that look like sort of parquet floors, almost.
I'm sure if you run one of these industrial companies up and said, look, have you got any
big
rolls of stuff?
Colin's got a front of the bar, well, sorry, Colin, back there, it was at the front of the bar. It's quite an heavy-duty thing, isn't it? It doesn't take back burns or anything. You want something that's not going to... That's got that, like, crystally stuff in it, and it's non-slip.
That's good, that's the stuff.
It's a non-slip stuff.
I thought that would be quite dear, wouldn't it? You know, like,
don't
sort of like gritty and type of thing that stops your fall. I wonder if you run some of the industrial companies up and said, look, have you got a big lot of something? And you said, oh, that'll be all right. You know, what's
well, do that, I mean, is it Nairns do that floor covering? Yeah, but that was for carpets, does it? Do they do the floor covering now?
Yeah,
or is it stories?
They do floor covering, they own Kingfish,
yeah, they do floor covering.
Linos and things. Yeah. I mean, we're just working.
I mean, the beauty of that is
that'd be that and a lick of paint, and then you're halfway there. That,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
you're the
main
you
build
the barrel up.
I mean, the other thing is we need it recovered in something that's... But I mean, that's not a massive job, and I want the toilet and trough.
The ladies
are alright. Yeah, they're alright. Don't need. I mean, if we're getting somebody to do that, we'd have somebody to do little bits of repairs here and there. But generally, it's alright. I'm sure you're. But see, it's a tremendous amount of wasted space there.
Jean's corridor.
Jean's corridor.
How
close
did you come for?
I mean, we had 90 on it on Saturday. Bus driver nearly the thing nearly keeled over because he didn't realise how many he'd got upstairs, and he went round a bend and it started to go. It's because you're not supposed to be standing up upstairs. He's got a bit damaged on Saturday, then he put him back. So he's keep the base. Yeah, the trouble is toilets are toilets and they don't, and they get damaged. I mean, you just have to keep bloody working on them.
It's nice in this island, isn't it? I mean, I'd say the ladies, it's right.
Yes, it's cleaned up the graffiti and a little bit and just maintained.
Yeah.
This is the problem, the leaking roof, because these bloody tiles are expensive. Getting damaged and collapsing. Of course, it's part of the fire protection as well. So you're not supposed to have damaged ones. We, you know, for an inspection, we'd have to change all these.
Who's responsible?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, at the moment we've not been pushing anything till we get things sorted out. Then I will.
Yeah.
I think what it probably needs is just a guard round the top ventilation things because they're open and the wind drives under it. But what I want to do is trough this and bury these pipes.
Yeah.
Because you just get damage all the time in here. I got Tony coming to do these now.
If you do that. Your only problem then is your roofing. It's a bit of looking paint again, well, your tiling is all, isn't it?
And you can see the difference. I mean, you've got, what, 7 urinals there, but if you troughed all in that L, you'd take 20 guys
to do that. Damage is being done. Say you have got 7 guys there still, what's the other ones doing there? So they've nothing better to do. You've got them all troughed, and they say, no, that was done when we're out.
Yeah.
And the longer you've got them in here, the
more
you're
going to get
pissed off.
That's right. Pissed off, yeah. I was showing the last people around for the inspection, and Gene wasn't here. We were in here and we were around, and fire brigade and that were there doing the armour inspection. We turned around and all written across there is, Gene is a fucking fat cow. they tried desperately to avoid looking at it. He's the environmental health guy and This was a good idea of Johnny's, which Shuggy did before, was this corridor, these lights up here, that one we need to redoing, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and they framed a large advertising poster.
Mm-hmm.
And so like £100 a year.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
I mean, it's £600 for doing nothing, isn't it? I can't remember the ad, but it was a different clientele, but I mean, we could look around for the relevant
establishment. I mean, this will have been down, I don't want to get as much wear.
This is original as far as I know. There's a little bit coming to that.
Are they just them stick on tabs?
This is a roll.
Yeah, stuff is funny, that's your stuff you want. Is this not similar stuff like we've got in the kitchen upstairs?
No. That rug stuff.
It is like that stuff, but it's different.
It wasn't deer, was it? Same sort of thing. Maybe that's the type of thing you want in your floor. In there. Do some more, extend the parquet flooring area to give you more dance room, and then round the other areas where you just want a bit of, and keep the carpet on the high seating areas.
Oh yeah, but it wouldn't cost very much to carpet those two areas, and I think you do something.
Yeah.
A little bit better, but I mean, you just need something that's hard wearing and
practical, really, isn't it? And there, people aren't going in there to look at what a pretty carpet you've got.
As long as it's well, if you remember, most of the time the lights are off.
Yeah.
It's only to create an impression when you're doing it in the day.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know whether you've thought any more about that idea with Colin and that, but I mean, I don't know, because you haven't said you haven't really looked around.
No, that's right. You know, the only thing with that, if you're going to try and turn that into a bar,
this was the cloakroom. What we were intending doing originally was turn it into an office. I mean, we haven't done so far, but that's what. But this is the stuff we got for about £150 for two massive rolls like this. Yeah, I mean, that's what Gene's talking about getting.
That's all right, isn't it?
Whether that would fit. Well, more thickness. I don't know how it would sit. But if it sits on top of there, on top of what's on.
On top of what's on.
I don't know whether it would actually sit right on the bevel or whatever. And all this sort of stuff is. We had some too when I worked in a shop. He bought some of this guy coming out of the van or whatever, back of the van. And he laid it himself. It's like all rippling by the entrance and whatever.
I think you'd have to get a professional carpet layer just to make sure.
Something like that, really. It's obviously. Yeah. It's just stuck on, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I spent the best part of a year working in a sort of 9-to-5 type thing, and it's mind warping down that bottom end without any natural light in that little office, you know. So I said to Jean, you know, well, let's turn this into an office, basically.
I reckon.
Do you have a cork room now?
No, I mean, the Rafe use this as a cloakroom. But I mean, there are other areas you can use, and you could use past that, because that's the other thing I haven't shown you, is this is all ours as well, down the bottom edge. I mean, that's the other thing about having sort of a lot of people thinking it, having it as a sort of rock club, and like they regard it as their own sort of thing. I mean, so when we wanted to do redecoration, we just got a load of volunteers in.
Yeah.
Left to create a pills for a month. We got it all painted and everything. Right, this is, that's the snooker next door. Yeah, it's all right, I'll have to knock it off. It's not connected to it. That's the garden sign which blew off in the gales just before Christmas and landed on your car.
That's
breakers
and
there,
isn't
that's
it?
Breakers in there.
Isn't it
can be. Down the bottom, that just goes out to the bottom and there's a back.
Yeah, see that.
And it's got a sign over the back
of
the light if we want it. Because
yeah.
We were, you know, we were thinking, we wanted to leave ourselves that option. I mean, we were thinking about like the Sunday markets and things.
Yeah.
You know, utilising, except it's a long drag for people, but you know. Anyway. Cleaner's room, two dressing rooms and a toilet. I mean, dressing rooms or offices or whatever you want, basically. I mean, this is just a cleaner's come storeroom, you know, the usual.
Bowen's
I mean, because we've not been putting on any loud music recently, I've stripped it out a little bit, but you know, we had a heater in here and record player and radio and that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's adequate.
Obviously. Well,
that's right. I mean, you know, when it was what's that crook who had? Now got that place in Lancaster, what was the Trades and Labour Club in Lancaster?
Peter.
Yeah, Peter, when he had it, he had a double bed in there with bolts on the inside of the door.
Is it? Is it?
I think we've got there now, is it,
Joe? Isn't it? What was it called?
It was Pippin.
Pippin's.
How are they?
Yeah. Oh. Doesn't surprise me. Right, so that's round it.
So the biggest thing really is obviously is to get my things sorted out and then turn around and
we've had a word with LEL this morning. They're quite happy with all that sort of stuff. They're gonna come up. Are you free on Thursday afternoon, 4 o'clock?
Thursday's a busy day for us, we think. 5 o'clock's fine, but 4 o'clock we're probably gonna be. I don't know. The only trouble is Thursday we get the Friday rush. It's a busy ball for the staff we've got. That'd be a bit awkward unless we rush to get it straight. But it just all comes in late this time of year.
Well, so a bit as late as towards 5 o'clock as
we got.
wherever you wanted to meet, where do you want to
well,
meet?
Well, I'd rather come down to you, to be honest. Because I'd like to see your operation as well, you see. So.
If you bring them down about, half four to five, we'll be getting on top then, you know.
Okay.
We usually done for five, you know, so it's no problem.
It's just have a brew and then down at that, five o'clock. The biggest thing really, is just like we say, is how much you can get that done for me. Is getting the roof done, that's really paid that rent away. But I, you know, I say from our support side, it's something that's just, I mean, we're something purely from our engine from return sales, where the other things is what they need to know if they're making from it. And I reckon it can go very well.
What do you think of that bar area? Do you think it can be utilised as the top one, the drinking area?
Yeah, I mean, it was what I wanted to do initially. I mean, but then you have like so many ideas that you know you can't do them all in that sense. But if you had somebody like Colin, might be able to, because you only need him to drag sort of 15-20 people in initially.
They'll all be drinkers.
Yeah, but I mean. So there's a little atmosphere there anyway.
Yeah.
And then you can, I mean, it gives you the opportunity to, you know, bang on the bloody jazz band or whatever you want to do in the summer and build it up like that.
I just said today, I don't know if you know, it'd be if you could get some sort of portable
screen
that would just shut it off so people don't feel as though they're sat in the wide out.
No,
wide
I know, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You know.
Well, you can get that.
You can do something, can't you?
Yeah.
Like I say, if you get your satellite TV in there, you know, you can. Just make it a cosy little bar where you can.
That's right.
It wouldn't cost anything to give it a go, would it?
No, if Colin's up for it, it wouldn't at all. I mean, it needs to, perhaps we need to do something for the first couple.
Oh yeah, we need some sort of ideas to get it going and get it off the ground, even if you put your beer on it. Like I just thought a couple have got a shovel and got it and it's put in the can. They're gonna put beer in a pound of pint. You know, just to attract a business. You know, approach your brewery, say, look, what about a few kegs? And if you get two or three kegs, put that money into free stock, you know.
Cleaner's not done behind here, yeah.
You open it up, if you do get it, open it up, advertise it, put it into a pound of pint, and just get pumps coming in. You're not making a fortune at first, but once you get it going.
You said about traditional.
Well, the other thing is
depends where your run is, really. Where's your cellar? Right underneath, right at the bottom.
Yeah, but if you... My biggest fire exit...
You could put it behind. You could feed it through the wall behind to where that spacious room is where all your chairs are, couldn't you?
You probably could, yeah. Well, it's, no, it's not quite the back.
How would you get it there?
Yeah, that's the thing, Alex.
Drivers.
I know, it's a bloody... Yeah.
You could just do it with Firkins.
It's fucking ridiculous.
You need to sell a cooling, don't you?
What for the position?
The only other thing to do is do what we usually want to get time and just get a bright beer and open it up and hand pull it. Look what was Alice with those. You'd have a problem with, would you? Depends, I don't know what sort of draw you can put on that pump, do you?
That was a traditional way, don't you? I mean, that's one of the oldest pumps, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Because obviously gravity will just knock it straight down.
It's just getting up here.
Very strong land there.
Can we look at the cellar?
Yeah, of course you can. I was going to suggest that. So that's my order for Thursday.
Oh, right.
Have you got any line cleaner?
Yeah. That's
great.
It's
there,
isn't
it? I was thinking, well, you just painted that white or a red. Deep sort of red behind the back, maybe get a couple more lights.
Yeah, like a paint.
And then we'll fill the shelves up.
One thing we haven't discussed is these arrears, isn't it? That we've got this, the rates is the biggest one, isn't it? Mm. Now, I don't know if it's worth asking council to, if we could lump it for next year.
LEL said that they could probably twist the council's arm.
What's happening?
Well, this, you know, we're on about this money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there is back there, you know, which I don't think I've got them here.
How much is that for?
Well, it was about
22.
Yeah, well, that's it. There's rent, which we're going to clear. There's 12 for rates, and the 12 the other two is ours, which we can, yeah. You can stand on that. So you've got like water rate, 1200 rates, 12. But what we could try to do is approach them and see if we can run it for this year, and that's obviously have to pay higher.
I mean, some of it is the next 2 months anyway.
Yeah. But we'd have no rents, no lease to pay back.
And well, the other thing is by asking Fred to.
Well, here with Fred, and Fred and Martin would be ideal. I said the biggest thing at first is making it payable for you.
Yeah, I mean, we've not gone any further with this because we're Fred, because we're just leaving it so we sort ourselves out first on how we feel happy with it and how whether you want Fred involved in
well,
what way.
Well, it's whether it's needed be, I think, you know, if we can resolve it with. Because then you're getting someone probably on different style of thinking, and that, you know, I know Fred probably won't be involved, but then you've always got somebody that you've got, well, we'll have to go see Fred first. Mm. And I don't know,
yeah,
it could work.
Plus, Fred, he's probably got a few more pounds ready available than probably we have.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
because
he's talked to him. Yeah. And that's
he's
your only other plus.
First,
he's got
accounts
right
in various offshore islands and things. Like bin liners in his backyard.
If we can sell them out with rates, and I don't know.
If we can offset, if they'll bear out time thing with that.
You've got to put an offering of a pay of so much a month, haven't you, or something, and get it paid off over a period of time.
You can do it without Fred, then really with Fred is at the end of the day, if you prove payable quicker back to yourself and ourselves, by having got another cup, and you're always saying, well, it's all a bit more of a shame. I mean, from my point of view,
I don't think Fred would be looking for anything as a return.
No, I'd be
not
quite happy
short,
to come.
Not in the short term.
To get tucked into it, and obviously to say, we'll keep it sort of low profile, but giving it a good clean out and getting it just behind the things or whatever, come on Sunday or whatever, and just to save quite keen just to sort of get booked into it if you can save money.
So
the biggest thing from my point of view is not to lose money if we can do from early doors. Use the 15 grand to its best image in the way that you feel, then you can turn around and run a club that can get people in and we can get the right image, because that's what your best thing is. You've got the ideas and the promotions, it's for yourself, but what we don't want to do, like I say, is spend money
No, I mean that the other aspect of the brewery money that I was talking about, thinking about, is that we could do with, you know, okay, those figures are, I mean, let's be really realistic. It's going to be, you know, 6 months or so before we start getting up to the kind of figures where we can actually see a profit each week, a substantial
That's
profit.
Right,
So with the best will in the world, it's going to be 6 months. So we need a little bit of breathing space on that 6 months. Now, obviously, if we can get the money off the brewery to, you know, if we can get
That's
a little bit more than we actually need to spend, that
yeah.
it enables us to, you know, have that breathing space. So we can
well,
start.
What we can, you know, I say, his offer is 15 unsecured. If we, maybe, I don't know if we squeeze any more or what.
I reckon.
But you know, if we say, well, look, you know, we could do with 25, any chance that unsecured? And he might say, well, you know, he might say no.
Mm.
But we know we've got 15 just to get us going.
Yeah. Yeah.
What he said then is, look, you know.
Yeah, you think really is then if your barrelage is there, then what we do is buy 5 or 6 barrels from Mock and Bear Wine.
We can soon get it written up. Just put it through Mock and Bear Wine. Buy it.
Because
what I just said to him, I said, look, I says, sometimes I says, it's an awkward time drop. So he says, well, we'll get it delivered here. Under
well,
the invoice.
That's what we wanted.
But
what building
we
do,
what we do
is
then,
what
we do is buy 8 barrels and Gans build Mock and Bear Wine for.
Yeah.
We can live on £30 a barrel right up, can't we?
I'd like to say, just purely myself, I'm not saying I'm right and you're not right and Peter's not right. My own personal view is if we can take the 15 that you're sort of offering there straight away and then spend, not to sort of say, oh, we need to spend it an updated time, but spend what we feel is going to make the club better image, like you say, if somebody comes to look at it, just for a view. I mean, I say I'm quite happy coming, like I said, his emotion all that behind there, make the bar presentable, we'll fill it out with stock, that'll look better.
Yeah.
We'll do a display, we've got a load of temp cards and display and things
yeah.
that could decorate that.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll do it ourselves. I say, I mean, what you will find is, all right, I want to keep it low profile, but we've both got time to sort of say, Sunday, we'd enjoy doing it. Because we'd rather do it ourselves.
It's
all
the cricket season.
Yeah, yeah. But even then, I'm getting up to the cook study. So really, just emulsion the red bit into red, and got this with a nice sort of temp card, and got a few firms. I mean, firms are coming in to display, you know, promotion firms.
That's one thing we'll be able to do is, you know.
I mean, things like what I want on desperately quickly is Rebel Yell, because they're spending a fortune in the rock world. All our punters all know it. I mean, you go down in London, it's just like Rebel Yell everywhere. But it's all heavy rock, so yeah. I mean, it's just perfect for that. But and I know they do a display unit, things like that.
Well,
I mean, but I have to go through Mitchell to get that.
Well, you won't now. That's what they told me at trade show.
Get it at Mitchell's. He said, I'm out, so I have to get this. It was one bottle free, and buy two and get a bottle free, plus a display unit, you see. And I said, well, I want it on. He said, you'll have to go to Mitchell's. So, of course, I said, all right, so I filled out a bloody form, and I went to Mitchell's. They knew nothing about it. They hadn't got a display unit. And this was like 3 weeks later. It wasn't, you know, because I said I wanted to pick it up that week. But, I mean that's examples of it, you know.
I think we should be able to get some proper box coolers in here, I think. You know, these that lift out ones, you know, you put all your cans in and get them here and say, look, you're going to save money on the pipes, so give us four box coolers for a year and which style I mean. And,
But if you're aiming for your function, true. Yeah, I mean, we went through nearly a case of 1.5 at Mary's party, believe it or not.
Have your function?
Nine, 1.5.
The shoes
just
fall off.
Yeah, I know.
A few pills cabinets.
It's great, your staff card wander off, you see, on a night. You can't sneak off a
fag,
you can't move.
If you did your function thing, have your function here and get a bottle of champagne
I think we need to all. You see, when I was working at it and when we were doing it all the time, you were using your own contacts. You know, a mate of mine had sort of son at bloody public school and he wanted one of these posh public school type all night parties, so we had one of those and, you know. And.
Just save that as just that rim of paint somehow, either way it is, and just go down a bit.
Forgetting the carpet at the moment, it'll cost about a grand to get the toilets all done up. £300 for a satellite in. I need these shutters repairing. They're knackered. And odds and sods, and I'd like to buy a couple of lighting effects, but I mean, you're only talking about a few hundred quid for that.
Let's just do so. I know you can't do it.
Do a
basis of 15 grand. It is 15 grand, but like, we can soon use it.
I'd like to look at shuttering that area if we are going to do that.
I reckon that could pay for itself if Colin got himself. You do that when Colin's paid.
I think he's taking kids away.
You need, for a start, you need those two, these end two you need blinds on, because you can't utilise a screen in the summer without these. I mean, we've got blinds for all those windows. I mean, all the arrow, they're photographic, you know, when you have blackouts in them, you know, they're that kind of white material. They're just white, but they're a total blackout, which they use on the rave nights. I mean, I think the view is quite nice, certainly if you've got a summer, it's quite a pleasant evening. See, my idea originally was that, because it comes back from when I used to go in the Blue Anchor in Lancaster after work. I mean, we had everybody in there. We had like market traders, we had managers of Marks and Spencers and Woolies and, you know, building societies, insurance companies, and everybody. The rounds were like 25 bloody pints, but everybody's drinking halves because you could never, you know, so you just had half in you. But it got that. But once they changed the opening hours, do you remember they brought them to 6 o'clock? Yeah. It destroyed all that, and then they brought it back, and then they started doing to 5:45, but it still wasn't good enough, because you can't have all these people in suits and briefcases stood outside a pub for a quarter of an hour waiting for it to open, you know, I mean, it wasn't good for their image.
Suit off on, don't they?
So that killed that, but I'm sure there's that kind of trade for, you know, a sort of a Mick Byron type, you know, that kind of, well, our age group, you know, the sort of,
well, that's it,
30 to 50 age group.
That's right.
Of people want to drink after work and have a chat, because the beauty about it was it was all business people. You were all talking about, you know, what it was like, what
once
things
were. Once you
can
get people in, you know, you got to attract them in, but once you get them in, and they, oh, it's all right, I quite like
got
it.
Momentum.
Make it pleasant, you know, you have to do some, you know, just to make it,
try to get some nice mirrors up on the wall. And
I mean, the wine bar in Lancaster did that happy hour, didn't they? And that
that's
got
right,
heaved
yeah.
in with business.
That's what we're going to do. Like I say, you know,
well,
put your bods on at a pound a pint between yeah. 5 and 7.
LEL's our kind of, because you know how it turned, and then your barrelage free off, you've no really payments, and then your rent, which
no.
is great. I mean, the biggest thing really, my image first of all is to get a secure trade from us, which we're going to get obviously, and get your salary. You know, because they're the two main things, to get you happy, and you can feel that obviously you're working for something.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I've put in like two years without any salary in this place. I mean, I've been doing outside jobs to get, you know, I've been doing festivals and whatever else to get any money in. So
when you come to your fruition,
and you lose your motivation if you're not seeing any return. You go into the motions and think, oh my God, you know, if I've got to go down to London for 3 days, I'd rather do that. It's going to earn me two or three grand.
Get it, like you say, you know, get it going. You make a salary, and then if there's anything left at the end of the year between us, and then that's all well and good.
Yeah.
We're not wanting a wage out of it or anything, you know.
We'll get it. To the
you'll get it to the turnover.
We're quite pleased, you know, to say, well, let's see if we can get it going and make a success out of it.
And also, I mean, if we turn over £100,000 with you in the year, you're going to make some money.
Well,
out
that's
out
right. Yeah, you know. So
yeah.
it's
make it grand or so out of
that's
that.
That's it. Yeah.
<If you're looking.
laughs> the only thing is what we'll do with this beer, whether we're going to have to commit it to brewery or whether we can get it through ourselves, I don't know. I would think it's probably going to commit it to a separate account.
Yeah, I'm not too bothered.
But if it can be dropped at your place.
Well, that's it.
Because, I mean, you can always say, look, I've got commitments all over the place. And basically,
well, I sold him that.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. It can't always be there.
Yeah.
We'll drop it with you, we'll leave it with the rest of
yeah.
the stuff.
Yeah.
As long as we can.
Well,
it doesn't matter what barrels you put through it, as long as we know that a 15th hour is going to be written off at £30 a barrel, so the sooner you do it, the sooner it's written off.
Yeah. But also, it also means we haven't got any, that's another area where we haven't got any repayments.
No.
That's right. It's too expensive you've got.